Dafnon Aleph Brachas Halachas. The Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Zion says, there's no mitzvah you make a bracha after you do it, only Tulas Ager alone, because you can't say, Asher Shalom says it's on him, because he was not in the Skalish and he wasn't in the Stav until he tables. Therefore, after he tables, he makes a bracha on the Tvila, because it was Doche Mikara, and he wasn't ready to say it in the beginning. And the Shulchan Aruch, Yeridei Simereish Tamachesiv Bey, says, when he comes to, he wants to become a ger, we say to him, why do you want to become a ger? Don't you know that Klal Yisrael in this day and age are pushed and attacked and constantly have pain on them? If he says, I know, and I'm not even worthy to become close to them, but that's how great they are, we call them right away. We tell them the Ikre Hadas, which is Yichud Hashem, the Baruch Shem is alone, Issa with the Zohar, we're Marech with this thing. We let them know some of the mitzvahs Kalas, some of the mitzvahs Chamurus, we let them know some of the ancient of mitzvahs. Say, before you came to this mitzvah, if you ate Chelev, you're not on Ashkaras. If you're Mechal Shabbos, you're not Chayav Skila. Now, if you eat Chelev, you're on Ashkaras. If you're Mechal Shabbos, you're Chayav Skila. But we don't do too much of it, we're not Medakdik, and just like we tell them the ancient mitzvah, we tell them the Schar of the mitzvahs. We let them know that we're doing mitzvahs, we'll be Zechet Chayel Lava. There's no tzaddik gomer, only Baal Chochmah does mitzvahs, these mitzvahs, and knows them. And we say, we should know that El Avot is not hidden only for tzaddikim, which are the Jews. And this, the fact they see the Jews inside in this world, is because the good thing is hidden to them. They can't accept too much good in this world, like the other nations, because might become Baal Gaiva and go off the path. And then we mafsa El Avot, because Baruch Hu doesn't bring on them too many punishments that shouldn't be destroyed. All the other nations will be destroyed, and they will stand, and they will elongate in this thing, and the Baruch Hu loves them. If he accepts it, do a bris mila right away, wait till it gets healed, the refuah shleima, and then you tell them a tefila in yonetz without a chatzitza. Some say he should cut his hairs and cut his nails, hands and feet before he does the tefila. Three times he comes, stand on top of him, and then let him know a little mitzvah's kalas, mitzvah's chumus a second time, and he stands in the water. If it's a woman, women put her in the water till her neck, and the yonim are outside, and let him know some mitzvah's kalas, chumus, and she sits in the water. Then she tables in front of them, and they turn their faces and go out so they shouldn't see her when she gets out of the water. And it makes a bracha on the tefillah after she comes up from the water. And then once she was tabled, she's a Yisrael. That if she goes bad, then he or she, they become like Yisrael. That's a mumer. That if he was Mekadosh, his Kedushin is a Kedushin. Rambam brachas pegged out the lacha beis. If someone has a suffix, if you made a moitzi or not, didn't make a moitzi, it doesn't say again, because it's not in our Torah. If you got to make a moitzi, if you remember until he finished the meal, he goes back and makes a bracha. If you remember after he finished the meal, it doesn't go back. Or Chaim Simkov, someone says, if someone forgot and ate and didn't make a moitzi, if you remember until the meal, it makes a bracha. If not, and didn't remember until after his meal, it doesn't make another bracha. Or Chaim Simdal, if Yadal says, don't wash your hands, have someone wash your hands that didn't himself wash negovasa in the morning. The Yeridei Siman Shin Nun Tesef Beis, you should not let ladies go to Reis HaKoros after the Mita. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Perek Zayin Halachat Hazvav says, even though the Birchas Hamazonos doesn't need wine, if he made a bracha on wine, like we said, he has to rinse out the Kosher Bracha from inside and rinse it out on the outside, fill it up with raw wine, and once he got to the bracha of Birchas Arutz, he puts in a little water, so it should be sweet for drinking. You don't schmooze on the Kodesh of Birchas Arutz, and everyone's quiet till the Birchas Arutz is done, and the Birchas Yain, and then they drink. Arachayim Simakuf Pegimel Sifal says, the Kodesh of Bracha needs adocha from inside, and shtifa rinse it out from the outside, and if it's clean and there's no leftover crumbs in it, you don't have to do that. Arachayim Simakuf Pegimel Sifal says, you should put wine in it, raw wine, meaning not watered down, till it gets to Birchas Arutz, and then he pours in a little water to tell us the Shracha Arutz. And the Rama says, if the wine is not so strong, you don't have to add water to it. This is our minigana, these countries, and you take it out of the barrel of Shein Bracha, and the dust, we don't have so much wine, we don't have to pour it from the Kankan Shashem Vayayin, the Shein Bracha, and the Chavi says, Lav Dafka, and that's our minigana, these bedinas in the Kodesh of Bracha, fill it up, it should be full on totally. Arachayim Simkuf Pegimel Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says he should go after a kois shalem. Arachayim Simkuf Pegimel Sif Dalet says he accepts it, takes the kois in two hands. Once he starts making the bracha, he takes in his right hand and should not have his left hand helping him. The Rambam says Dafka, the left hand shouldn't touch the kois, but if he puts his left hand underneath his right hand to help it, is okay. Picks it up from the ground at a table, a tefach. And he puts his eyes on it, she should not be seen. The Rambam says, therefore, you don't take a kois that has a very thin mouthpiece, that's called a gluk klaz, to make a bracha on it, and he sends it to his wife, that she should drink from it. The Rambam in Shabbos, Perich of Tesserach Zion says, what does he do? He takes a kois that holds a vias or more. He rinses it out from inside and rinses it out on the outside, fills it up with wine, holds it in his right hand, picks it off the ground, the tefach or more. He should not help it with his left hand. He makes a bracha ala gefa, and then he makes kiddush. The minhag question kol is to take first, to say first vayichulu, then you make a bracha on the wine, and then you make kiddush. And he drinks malat lugmaf, and he gives it to drink to all the bnei chabura. Afterwards, he washes his hands, he makes a moitz, and he eats. Arachaim Simkuf Pegimel Sivdal says he takes it in two hands and he starts to make the bracha. He takes his right hand and shouldn't have his left hand helping him. That's dafke, that his left hand shouldn't touch the kois. But if he puts the left hand underneath the right hand to help it, it's okay. And he picks it off the ground, the tefach, if he sits by the ground. And if he sits by the table, he picks it off the table, the tefach. And he puts his eyes on it, meaning he pays attention, shouldn't be Sivdal. The Moshe says, therefore, you don't take a kois that has a very thin opening to bunch on it. And then he sends it to his wife, she should drink from it. The Rambam Brachas Perek Zayin Lachat Hazov says, even though Bichsa Mazen doesn't need wine, if you made a bracha on wine, Kemenik Shemanu, we have to do Adocha and Shtifa. We did this Rambam, so we won't repeat it again. Arachaim Simukuf Pegimel Sivov says, once he gave him a cup to make the bracha, the one who makes the bracha should not schmooze. And the people sitting around him should not schmooze once he started making the bracha, not only while he's making the bracha, they have to hear and understand what he's saying, but even between one bracha and another bracha, they should not schmooze. And if they were over and they schmooze between one bracha and another bracha, while the mevorach is quiet, they're yaitza. The Rambam says, even if the mevorach himself schmoozed, but if they schmoozed while he made the bracha, they're not yaitza. The Rambam Perek Dal, the Halacha Aleph says, whoever makes Bichsa Mazen or Alamechia has to do the bracha in the place where he ate. If he ate while he was walking, he sits down in the place where he stops and he makes the bracha. But when he's standing, he has to stand in the place to make the bracha. If he forgot to make the bracha Bichsa Mazen, he remembers before his food got digested, he makes the bracha where he remembers. If he's amazed, he goes back to his place and benches. If he benched in the place where he remembered, he's Yotzis Chiev. So too, if he benched when he's standing or while he's walking, he's Yotzis Chiev. Tchila should not make Bichsa Mazen and a bracha achma in shalosh, only when he's sitting and in the place where he ate. The Shechnach HaRachayim Simkuf Pegimel Sivtes says, you have to sit while you bench, whether he was walking in his house while he ate, or he stands, or he's leaning back. When it came time to bench, he has to sit up and sit properly, so he should be mechalvim properly. Also, should not be leaning back like the Achgayv, he should sit with an aim or with a fear. The Ramos says, Nina the Dav Dav the Mavorach, everyone should not sit b'kal ha'soshon and b'aima. But if they didn't came, do it this way, even if they benched going, b'deir v'deir yaitza. Shabbos, Perik of Tesalach Lov, the Rambam says, with Rabboni, you make Kiddush on wine and make Avdolah on wine. Even though he was mounted with Tefillah, he has to be mounted on the Kois. And after he's mounted, he says, Ben Kodesh Shechel, he's allowed to do Malacha, even though he didn't make Avdolah on the Kois. So he makes a bracha on Yain first, then he makes Kiddush, and he doesn't wash his hands till after he makes Kiddush. The Rambam, Shabbos, Perich of Tesalach Zayin, says, what does he do? He takes a kois that holds a revius or more, rinses it from the inside, rinses it on the outside, fills it up with wine, holds it with his right hand, picks it off the ground, the tefach or more, should not help with his left hand, he makes a bracha ala gefen, then he makes kiddush. The minhag question Kali says to first read the Pasha Vayichulu, afterwards he makes a bracha on the wine, afterwards he makes kiddush, and he drinks meloy lugmot, and he gives the drink to all his group. Afterwards he washes his hands, and makes a moitzi, and he eats. Arachayim Sim Reish Ayin Alu Sif Yud says he makes kiddush on a kois full of wine, so he shouldn't be pogum, and it needs everything that a kosher bracha Bichsa Mazen needs. He says vayichulu standing, and afterwards says berpi agafen, then kiddush. The Rambam says he can stand while he makes kiddush, and it's better to sit. We're not to sit even while they say vayichulu. You just start when you stand a little bit to cover the Hashem, because you start the Yamashishi vayichulu shmaim, and it's Nira's yudke vavke in the beginning of the words, and when he starts, he has to look at the candles. And while kiddush of kosher bracha, he has to make it. And that's what appears to me, says the Rambam. The Rambam Shabbos Perek of Tesalach of Dal says, the Seder of Dal Matzah Shabbos makes a bracha on the wine, then he makes on the sum, then he makes on candles. How does he make a bracha on the ner? Boreh Maro Esh, and then he says Avdallah. The Shechnach Rechaim Sim Reish Tzadi Ches Sifalv says, makes a bracha on the candle, Boreh Maro Esh, if he has, and he doesn't have to go looking for it. That's Dafka Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Yom Kippur, some say he has to look for it. And the Rambam says someone doesn't have a kosher mouth, when he sees fire, he makes a bracha on it, so too b'samim. The Rambam brachas perek tesalach aches says, how do we deal with b'samim? Shall we desire b'samim? Shall erva? You don't make a bracha on them because you're not allowed to smell them. Some of dead people, some of the bathroom and oil that's meant to get rid of the dirt. You don't make a bracha on them because it's done for a bad thing. Mugmer, which is a spice they used to burn the clothing to make it smell better. You don't make a bracha on them because it's not made to smell on yourself. So too, some smells clothing that are incensed, you don't make a bracha on them because the ikr is not for boysim. It's just a reyach, a smell without a root. Doesn't have a root. Brachas Perek Tes Halacha Tes says, but some of a group of goyim, you make a bracha on them because stam siv of goyim is over the zara. If he was going out of the city and he smelled a good smell, if most of the city are goyim, he doesn't make a bracha. If most of them are Jews, you make a bracha. If the reyach got mixed with the reyach that you're allowed to smell, break a bracha on, got mixed with the reyach that you're not allowed to make a bracha on it, you go basa reiv. Shabbos, Perek Chav Tes Halacha Chafei, the Rambam says, you don't make a bracha on a candle till you have enough from the light, so you should be able to recognize whether between one coin of one country to a coin of another country. You don't make a bracha on a candle of goyim, because time of them is see was over the Zoran. You don't make a bracha on a candle of the Zoran, not a candle of dead people. Or Chaim Simrei Shud Zayin Siv Bei says, you don't make a bracha on a smell unless it was made through smelling. Therefore, you don't make a bracha on some of mesim that are given on top of the bed, because they're only to try to take away the smell of the mace. But if they're put on the bed, on the bottom, you make a bracha, because I say in the Chavad, they're made for live people. So you don't make a bracha from some of the sekisa, and on oil that's meant to get rid of dirt. Arachayim Sumei Shud Zayin Siv says, some of it is Zorah, you don't make a bracha, because you're not allowed to smell them. Arachayim Sumei Shud Zayin Sivov, a party of Avodah Zorah, you don't make a bracha from some of them, because some of them Siva are for the Avodah Zorah, even though we don't know that. The Arachayim Sumei Shud Zayin Siv Zion Siv Bey says, you don't make a bracha on some of it's a kisa, not a mason. Dafka's put on top of the bed, not on some that's on the by the parties of Avodah the Zora, because Tam and Sibas are the Zora. But if he made a bracha on these b'sam, he's not Yotzin, he has to go and make bracha on others. Shechon Aruch Arachayim Sumer Sadeches Siv Bey says, you don't make a bracha on there of mason, because it's not meant only to light up. Therefore, a mace that they were leading in front of him a candle, even if they took him out by day and they took him out at night with a candle, you don't make a bracha on it. Brachas, Perek Beis Halacha Yudal, the Rambam says someone ate, forgot the bench. If you remember before, the food gets digested, he makes another bracha. He goes back and makes the bracha, not another one. If he got digested in the stomach, he does not make a bracha. So too, if he forgot, and he doesn't know if he benched or didn't bench, he has to bench again. That's dafka if the food in the stomach was not digested. The Rambam, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, and brachas. Whoever makes bichsa mozna and one bracha smenshol has to say it in the place where he ate. If he ate while he was walking, he sits down in the place where he stops and makes the bracha. If he ate while he's standing, he sits down in his place and benches. If he got to make bichsa mozna and remember before the food got digested in the stomach, he makes a bracha, benches in the place where he remembered. If he's amazed, let's go back to his place and bench. If he benched in the place where he remembered, his yetz is chiyuv. So too, if he benched while he was standing or while he was walking, his yetz is chiyuv. The tchilah should not bench bichsa mozna and not bracha achas main shalosh unless he's sitting and in the place where he ate. Shechon Aruch Arachayim Simku Pedal Tzifei says, till when could you bench? Till the food in your stomach is digested. What's the share? As long as he's not hungry because of that food that he ate. And once he starts beginning to be hungry, even though it was not fully digested, it's considered as if it digested and he cannot bench anymore. Sotli Nechil's Peres, eating fruit or drinking wine. If he's not hungry and not thirsty for those fruits, he can make a bracha. If he doesn't know to be Mashar, if it got digested or not. The Rambam Brachas Perek Zayin Halacha Yudalet says, if there was wine, they bring a kois that holds a revius, or more than a revius, bring some. He holds the wine in the right hand, the b'sam in the left hand, he makes a bracha on mazon, then he makes a bracha on the wine, then he makes a bracha on the b'sam, then if the b'sam was a sweet oil, the chiyutz boy, he smears it on the top of the shamash. If the shamash was tamachach, he smears it on the wall, because you don't go out with cologne into the street. The Rambam says, I'm tamua. If a kois shel bracha, he says in the Gemara, why should he hold the b'sam in his left hand? What does he need to watch the b'sam until he finishes the bracha? We only explain only on Yayin Shel Rishus. For instance, the B'sam is Rishus. Nevertheless, he's makdim whatever is covered him or what's chashuv him, and he said that the wine is more chashuv, but has nothing to do with benching. Arachayim Simko find out Tziv Gimel says, Shulchan Aruch, if he doesn't have only one cup, he leaves it till after benching and he makes a bracha on it. The Rambam Brachas Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel says, whoever hears a Jew make a bracha from any brachas, even though he didn't hear the complete bracha from the beginning to the end, even though he's not chayv in that bracha, he's mechuyav to answer amen. But if the one that makes the bracha is a goy or an apikoros or a kusi or a child that's learning or it was a godel but he was mashana from the matbeah the bracha, you don't answer amen. Last halacha, Arachayim Simreish Tezvav Siv Bey says, someone hears a Jew make one of these brachas, even though he didn't hear the complete bracha from the beginning to the end, even though he's not mechuyav in that bracha, he's chayv to answer amen. But if the one that makes the bracha is a apikoros or a kusi or a child, or he was godel and was mashana matbeah shechem, you don't answer amen. The Ramah says you answer amen of a goy if you heard the whole entire bracha from his mouth. This is the end of Halachas Daf Nun Aleph.